The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage,
go to bed.
Easily offended,
get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Gentle Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
On the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, amazing, old perky, whimsical.
This is what we call Gentle Silverwing Show.
We're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it.
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for August 24th, 2010. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, my girl, the burning of my loins, the baker cookies, the tailor fine arms, and the girl last year. The reason we have a mature on this morning at the top of the show is Ugly Jenna!
Oh my God, take a breath.
As a friendly reminder, if you want to join in on the mayhem, you can hop onto our in-game chat channel. That's guk.ogr, which is up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elk Magenta's videos, etc., you can get them at kithacore.org.
You cut me off.
I'm sorry, go right ahead.
Hail and greetings. It's kind of late now.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're still getting back into the swing of things here.
Well, you need a new bat.
Not touching that one. What do I need a new bat for? My old one's downstairs.
Okay,
moving on. And no, I won't be sleeping on the couch. I own the bed.
No, but we can make it unpleasant for you.
Oh, you can you? Yeah, because you know I don't like to be touched while I'm sleeping. You're going to be touching my face all over.
Just touching.
Wait till you're steep touch. What are you doing? I'm not doing anything. I'm sleeping. No, you touched me. No, I didn't.
Stop touching me.
Touch. Ah, you're touching me. No, I'm not.
Now, see, you wanted me to find something to make you do the evil laugh. There you are.
Yeah, well, you didn't do it. We didn't come up with that last night when I needed it, or the other night when I needed it.
Oh, well. That's all right.
I had to make the boy kneeled down in front of me, told him he could not laugh, move, giggle, snort, make a noise at all. And I licked my finger and proceeded to put it by his ear and explained to him that I'm going to give him a nasty, wet willy. And the look on his face of pure torture and everything just made me laugh like a mad woman. and that were recorded.
Yep, and of course that was for your tutor video.
Yes. For last week's tutor. This week I have no homework. Just
yay!
We had a test.
So if you fail the test, will the
tutor spank you?
That's what majority of the class is hoping for, but no.
Well, I was reading some of those comments on the Facebook page.
Oh my God!
I'm so in love with the tutor. Who isn't? Yeah.
Yeah. Now you know why I kind of went rough. Wow.
All right.
Have I got myself in the wrong room here?
What are you talking about?
Oh, when I joined up with the tutor, it was sort of, you know, fangirlish. Like, no.
You are a fangirl. You're just a fangirl on a different scale.
Probably.
So, Elkwin confesses to me when I came home today that it's time to get back on top of the game. You want your uber armor, you want your big time weapons and all of your master level spells and shit.
Yes, before we had the expansion and level 80 was the max, I had just about all my WoE zone armor. I think I was missing like sleeves and pants, I think. But I had enough that I could, that I started wearing it instead of the shard armor.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all the bonuses. And then all my spells were masters, and all the other, my gear was good. I had decent weapons, and well, they were okay weapons. They got me by.
Right.
And now I'm sort of subpar. My spells are not even expert. I have 15 of them that are apprentice. My gear is a hodgepodge mess of, I've got a few,
Well, you probably have just
about... I have a few Void Link stuffs left on me. I have two, and the rest is a hodgepodge mess of stuff that I've picked up,
during the Golden Path?
Let's see. Lava Link boots. What's this? Ranger's Void Link legs. Isn't that one step down? I don't remember.
What am I wearing? God, I haven't looked in so long.
No, I'm a mess. I'm a friggin' mess.
Yeah, most of my stuff is the Void Link.
I don't...
Void Link or stuff that I've gotten from the Golden Path.
Well, I don't understand why... Let's see, Void Link pants.
Mm-hmm.
Lava Link boots. That's...
That would be the tier 3.
That's the tier 3 stuff, okay, mm-hmm. from WoW. And I was like, I didn't have the pants. Let's see. I have different gloves. I don't have any of the set gloves. I have Splendid Chain gloves.
Mm-hmm. Which are splendid, of course.
I'll link those. Let's see, my arms are... No, my bracers are Lava Link.
Mm-hmm.
My chest is Lava Link. My shoulders are Lava Link. I have Ritzy's Helm of Piercing. And then, it's just a, hodgepodge of other stuff.
Right.
I've got some level 90 jewelry.
But it's time for you to...
But I've broken up my shard link and woe set or a jewelry. You know, I had crippling bands set, and I had the let's see, that's the circlet of Nigeria assassin. I still have my true shot ear piece. It's just a mix of crap.
Well, it's not crap. It's just not...
It is crap compared to the Mark shit. And I know...
It is not crap. That's, most of the stuff you're talking about, I'm wearing. I'm not a raider. Never have been, and never will be.
Compared to the Mark stuff, it's crap. I mean, and I don't quite get all the Mark stuff. Okay, you got some pieces that you can turn in Mark tokens to get. And then there's the legs and the chest that only come in a zone, and I'm not sure which zone they're supposed to fall in.
I have no idea. I got nothing.
I have no idea, too. And then on top of that, there's adornments that you put on them all.
Right.
Okay.
Well, adornments just work just like the adornments from EverQuest 1, the Lost Legends of Yakisha. The Lost Dungeons.
And then we won't even talk about my swords. Don't even want to talk about my swords. What do I still have?
I'm working on...
I'm using level 80 stuff. I'm using, I take it back. I have a bloody dagger, which is level 90.
Hmm.
But other than that, I'm basically using level 80 stuff still. And so, compared to, I'm crap.
Well, I'm using the mystical claws of JoJo. I mean, they work fine for me. But, I know there's better stuff out there.
Well, what I had is, you know, what I have was better than your JoJo's. I mean, that is better than JoJo's. The first one, the Exfilius or whatever. And the bloody dagger, I don't know, but I'd have to use both, and then I would lose the advantage of the poisons on the dagger, so I give up. That's why it's all confusing. It's like, well, if I keep this, then I lose that, and I... I don't know.
I mean, some of the pieces I've seen, you know, during our trips to the hole and stuff like that, it's been a toss-up, really. That has better damage, but I'm going to lose a shitload of stats. You know what I mean?
Well, like, these are the pieces I picked up, dropped stuff.
Okay? That's what you're using? Anaphylaxis and a bloody dagger?
Yes.
JoJo's better than that. Jeez.
Well, that's what you depend on. What do you depend that on? Okay? I'm looking at the stats and stuff, too. Your idea of weaponry and my idea of weaponry are like two different animals. This is some of the stuff I picked up on drops, which isn't really bad, and it was actually better than the Lava Link, but then I'm losing the set bonuses, so...
Yeah.
You know, I feel like I'm just screwed every which way. Until I, until I can get into Mark's armor, which takes a half a ton of marks.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't believe that. It takes like 100 marks or something just for one piece?
Yeah, something like that. I've got... Well, the stuff from Moonfield Hamlet, I've got enough marks for like one item.
And I don't remember. I'll have to look in my recipe book, but I think I can make some of that stuff, but...
I'm not sure.
I don't remember now. It's been a while since I played. I took a break. Yeah, 450 marks for the bow.
And Holy crap.
The bow I want is the bow of the underfoot, really.
Yeah, I like to get that myself.
But then I haven't finished. I'm one step. All I need is the dragon's blood, and I can finish off the epic thing.
Yeah, same here. But until I get a better bow than my than the mythical, there's no point in... I can hold off on the epic repercussions until I get a better bow.
Well, it looks like other people that I know, like Cade, and Lyra and stuff, they're mark per two, so I guess I don't feel so bad.
Now, if you were in a high-end raiding guild and dressed like that, I could see you feeling bad about it.
Well, to me, I'm a casual raider. I like to be able to go on raids.
Mm-hmm.
And the group zone to finish off the epic almost takes gear rated people.
Hmm.
I mean, so if you're not up there, you can't finish a lot of this stuff, even if it's just groups.
Right.
You have to be gear rated. You have to be the topper end.
Well, I would say
I got get going. It's either that or I'll just give up again and wander off.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm serious. It's like, what?
Don't get... every time I talk about quitting the game, you tell me not to get discouraged.
Yeah, well, I've been doing that longer than you've been... than I've ever been being discouraged. Does that make sense?
Well, if there's something out there that...
It's taken me enough to discourage me. That's a lot.
Well, one thing that's been happening recently... in the last week, that you shouldn't be discouraged of, is your noob video is a hit.
Yeah, it's getting a few watches.
Noob. Let me see. We go to kithacore.org. Kithacore.org. The post with the noob video has gotten, as soon as it frickin' loads, I'm really getting tired of this server. Unlimited bandwidth, unlimited storage, but the slow to respond. The noob video, as of now, has 883 viewings.
Now, is that where's the video located?
That's the one located at Kithacore. Now, your YouTube one, I'm not sure.
Okay, so that one is different.
Mm-hmm. yeah, I have the...
I mean, last time I looked, I think there was almost, I will just say 300 views. So there's been 1,000 views total so far.
That's pretty damn good. Let's see, 269 views on YouTube.
Aw, they don't like the Sony noob videos, but they like what we did.
Of course.
Thank you.
Of course.
We actually had him do noob things. Like, oh.
What's that, hon?
I said we actually had him do actual noob things, like jumping off one of the floors inside the Mage Tower. Everybody does that at least once. Yeah,
falling off the Mage Tower, falling off the boat, training in Crushbone.
Flirting with Holly Windstalker until you find out that Holly's not friendly.
Yeah. You know what, though? You know what I found that's actually gives you a sense of humility as a level 90 character? When I aggroed that entire group of heroic orcs in Crushbone, I damn near got my ass kicked.
Really?
Well, then again, you know, I wasn't fighting back. I wasn't fighting back, but by the time I got to you with the camera, I was down almost half.
And you weren't mentored, were you?
Nope, I was not mentored at that point. They were kicking my ass.
Wow.
Of course, you know, if I was fighting back, then they'd be dropping like flies, but, you know, I'd be killing them before they could do any damage. But, yeah, I mean, even, you know, with the gear I got from the Golden Path and stuff like that, they really dished out some damage. Of course, there were like 20 of them.
Let's see, that's what I'm reading in the channel. A lot of raid gear is still lacking because the devs used random stat gear generator to put on all the named so they wouldn't have to generate every piece of gear by hand. Is that why there's all sorts of weird stuff?
So the gear could be tweaked here and there. Well, you know, that's something you need to feedback about. If you have a piece of armor, it's like, Jesus Christ, we raided for 6 hours to get this thing and it's crap. Feedback it.
I'm sure they are.
Feedback/feedback. What the hell's up with this sword? No, don't say that. No, if you're going to feedback about a certain item that you think might be underpowered for the fight you had to do to get it, by all means, get in there and go, you know what? We just raided for 6 hours to get this sword. And I think you really need to look at it again.
Well, you know, with the shard sets, okay, it was pretty easy, okay? You know, you X amount of shards for these pieces, and then when you want the next one up, you have to have the original set plus X amount more shards.
Right.
Good deal. And then you could get the Ward of Elements armor, which took the previous set that you had. It was cool. I could see the progression.
Right.
I could understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I can understand the upgrade. But this one is sort of like, okay, you need buku amount of marks just for one piece. Then the two pieces you can't buy. They might drop. Huh? Yeah. Where do they drop? Who drops them?
Check out Zam. I really don't know. Probably check out Zam.
And what's the chance of getting them?
Probably not that great.
I don't understand. I guess
I know. If you're gonna put one,
like the shard grinding, but to get geared up to a level where you could actually go and join a raid and not be a liability was not that hard to do if you put in the time, and it was pretty easy to understand. Mm-hmm. Do shard runs, collect shards, get so many, get first set, get some more shards, get the second set, use the first set to upgrade. You know, and then you're ready to go towards elements and get those pieces, and you know, and it was progression. It was, I don't know. Now I'm just sort of lost, dazed, confused. I'm not sure. And then there's the adornments I still haven't even looked into.
Well, you were starting to get into making the adornments at one point.
Yeah, well, I still need to go back and start doing the daily a dormant thing to get myself up.
Yeah.
And I need to do more transmuting to get that up. That's pretty high right now. It was like 350 or something last time I looked or something. close to that. But I still can't transmute level 90 or 80 stuff yet. So I don't know how much more I got to go. Quite a bit. I don't know. I just got bored. Tired of the same stuff. You know, like I'm out harvesting with Trisha and looking for diamonds. Because I need about, you know, 10 diamonds to get the spells that I currently have up.
Mm-hmm.
Or look at the broker. I'm going to have to look at the broker and see how much masters for rangers are. There might be a few that I can buy. But from what I understand, the diamonds are going for like 7 plat on the broker.
Wow.
And you get a friend that can make the expert spells, and then what? You wait 30 days for a master?
Mm-hmm.
I might go that route too. Don't know. They're saying that you're in the Guild Voice channel also.
I tapped the wrong key for a moment there.
Oh. I thought you just like being broadcast everywhere.
I do. But that's besides the point. I just hit the wrong key.
So everybody's enjoying the noob video.
Noob!
That was pretty quick.
Well, we also got a big push from Sony on that.
Well, from Brass.
Mm-hmm.
So he got a little excited. And it was like, okay, we got to do this from Brass. And we talked her into a cameo at the end.
Yeah, that was cute. Noob! Oh, you're all right down there. Yeah, so that's not me impersonating Brass. We got her on Skype, and we recorded her actually saying it. So yeah, that really was Brass.
Oh, yeah.
Ugh, noob, you're such a noob! That's funny. So if you haven't seen it, by all means, go to kithacore.org, or you can go to youtube.com/elquinjenna. And check out Noob! And that's just the name of it, it's just Noob. Because he's such a noob!
Well, you got the song done, and the next thing I know, within that week's amount of time, it was less than a week, was it? Or one full week?
I think it was a week, total. But that was the point. I made the song specifically so we could make a video.
And then it took us, what? What did we filmed all day, Sunday and part of Monday.
Sunday, Monday, and then you had it done by what, Thursday?
Something like that. I had to get you go back in, and we had to get some extra footage.
Yeah. But he's good. He's up. You should check it out. If you haven't checked it out yet, go check it out. Go do it. Go check it out. You want to. You know you do. Do they want to, Elquin? Of course they do.
Of course I do. Now, I told Jethro, I said, I just realized that I don't have to do any video stuff this week. But then I remembered I have a full disc of fanfare stuff to go through. And you said, ack!
I said, ack, will you give me a weekend without video, please? Between the Tudor videos and the noob thing that we did, God, give me one weekend. But you know what? If you want to go ahead and do your fanfare video, go right ahead, because I don't have to help you with that. The footage is all done. Oh, boy. Folks are asking in Guild Chat if you want to go with them on the weekly hunt. Unfortunately, you can if you want to. I know you can hunt and do the show at the same time. I really can't. If I start hunting and stuff, the stream's going to go silent.
Well, I have two people that I'm trying to indoctrinate into EverQuest. They just started from WoW.
A couple of people you work with, right?
Yeah, and let me tell you, I've been hearing all sorts of nasty stuff about the UI from them because they just started. They went over to B'Fallen. No, nothing against B'Fallen, but supposedly there's a WoW guild there.
Oh, yeah.
And they weren't having much help or questions answered or I don't know. So I invited them here. And I'm
going to. Well, they should have been here to begin with.
I'm going to port myself over to them and get them in the guild and get them started and stuff. And
well, you know,
stuff.
You know, you can just. You don't have to be in the same zone as them as to invite them.
Yeah, I know, but I want to talk to them first so they know what I'm doing. I mean, this is all new to them. Okay?
You mean to tell me they're noobs?
Yeah.
Noob! We will all make fun of them, call them noobs.
So, they got in under the wire before all the new stuff broke out, but they got faced with the UI stuff and everything.
So they've started. Okay, so they started playing the game, and then they changed the UI on them.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
They've only been in game for maybe a week and a half now.
Well, that's not good. I can understand that. That would certainly be frustrating if they changed the UI, you know, while they're trying to learn the game. That would suck. But, you know, the UI didn't change that much.
Not for us, but.
I mean, the only thing they really did, they changed the experience bar to have more information on it, and you know that's where they put the EQ2 and station cache buttons.
But for them coming from WoW and then getting used to the UI and then it changed on them?
Yeah, I can see them being a little frustrated with that. But, you know, all you have to do is go to EQ2interface.com, download Jethel's Kithacore UI, and it looks just the same as it did before the patch. So I have that updated. If anyone was using my Kithacore UI, it is updated, ready to be downloaded, looks good. We're good. The only difference is it has the, you know, like the scroll bar is red instead of gold as it was before. But it's up, it's running, it's working, go ahead and use it. What do you think of the new particle effect changes?
They're interesting. I was noticing on the teleportation one, instead of the object, you have this
The orb.
Thing.
Yeah, instead of the orb, it opens a rift.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool. Have you shot any arrows at anything yet?
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Oh, yeah, you fire a storm of arrows, and it sounds and looks like a machine gun going off. I'm going to go to the. To our arena.
And then we're changing different colors. And we have a new ability, too.
Mm-hmm. See, what is this? It's Hilt Strike. Stuns the target, and mine does up to 1,112 crushing damage. Where was I going? Oh, yeah. I'm going to go in here and...
I like it. It's a neat little... spell. You know, I keep having problems trying to port to these guys.
Yeah, the veteran call. It seems to it still seems to be bugged once in a while.
At least it cycles back through, but I've tried it again. Either that or one of them started fighting again.
Yeah, if they're in combat, you won't be able to port to them, or if they're zoning. They pretty much got to be standing still. Where's that training dummy? There it is. Use the training dummy, Luke. There we go. We now have a... By the way, did you know that you can get epic level training dummies? I don't know when they implemented this. But if you right-click on the training dummy case in the arena... You have a solo, group, heroic, or epic training dummy. I didn't know that until yesterday. TrueFlight had mentioned it. Because someone had planted one in the Legion of Kithacore arena. True Flight gets on the, you know, in guild chat. What? Oh, I got to get out of. I got to get out of the guild voice chat. There. No, but
you keep slipping in there, don't you?
No, no. Someone started talking. I thought it was you. I'm like, what? But yeah, I was firing and giving all I got at the epic level training dummy. And I was going at it for, well, me and Elusha from Sigilus, I was giving her a tour of the hall. Me and her were both hitting that dummy for, God, about 10 minutes, and we actually got it to 99%.
Whoa.
It's an epic times four training dummy. I'm going to plant one of those down right now. Luckily, they don't fight back. There we go. Training dummy. Epic times four. But yeah, I'm telling you, you shoot off Storm of Arrows, and you got a whole bunch of arrows flying through the air. I do approve of the new arrow effects.
You look good, yes.
Maybe a stream of arrows, I was thinking of. Yeah, stream of arrows looks like a machine gun going off. I'm sorry. Storm of arrows just launches a whole shitload of arrows all at the same time. What about my exploding arrow? Exploding arrow didn't change a whole lot. Yeah, let's see here. Miracle shot. A little different, yeah. Now, I don't think I noticed before, really. I mean, when we drew our bow, did it arc? You know, did it pull back before?
I don't remember.
Well, it's noticeable now. It's definitely noticeable. Yay, I got the training dummy down to 99%. Well, I think I'll run out of arrows before I actually get it down to 90. All right. Time to stop that. Stop combat. There we go. All right, so noob is a hit. We got new training dummies, new spell effects. The UI is confusing to people who just started playing and got a switch on them.
Yeah.
Abe Vigoda is still alive. Sorry, I had to put that in there. I just checked abevigoda.com.
Abe Vigoda is still alive.
Good for Abe. Keep going, dude. I really don't have a whole lot in the way of notes. I do have something I wanted to bring up. There you go. EverQuest2.com.
Yes.
Had a little bit of a change since the exchange server went live. The extended server went live. A whole bunch of links to join extended. There is, I don't know if it's a bug or an oops or something like that, but there is a link here that needs to be fixed. You know, they have a new section on the top menu there. You know, it says home, my profile, game info. And then they have free to play, and then the next one over is get the game, where you can buy and purchase a subscription. The problem is... Well, let me make sure they haven't changed it. Maybe they fixed it. Oh, I think... No, they haven't fixed it. If you click... Get back there. If you go to get the game and then purchase subscription, it brings you to the EverQuest 2 extended sign-up. So, anyone from the marketing team, the web developers, may want to fix that. However, if you hit the subscribe button under the play for free, it does bring you to the right one. So, just something for them to look at there. Just wanted to point that out, because I know a lot of people at Sony do listen. So that's that. May want to check that out. Ooh, Epic Prints, now available online.
Ooh.
I did not know that. Let me see here. Let me read this article. It was posted today. Epic Prints, now available. Where are they? You're feeling a little bare. Blah, blah, blah. Recognize. Da, 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 da. Where do you get it? Where? Oh, okay. I thought they were in-game. Nope, you can now... Those prints that you saw at Fanfare... Like, they have a really nice one, an example here of Etonia Bale and Mayong Mistmore. I'm going to go to the website here. It's printeq2.com. Printeq2.com. And you can get mouse pads in three different sizes or the posters. Well, that's not bad. They're about $20 each. That's not too bad. But it looks like all the artwork that you can get in-game... No, maybe not all the ones you can get in-game. Well, maybe at some point.
They have the ones that they had at Fanfare, right?
Not all of them. Oh, wait, I'm just in the featured area, sorry. Just in the featured area, let me see. Well, maybe not. Looks like they don't have everything up there just yet. Okay, yeah, there's more in the general area. So, let's see. They have portraits of Optocalypse, which is a shadow fiend thing. The cover of the Oathbreaker, Legends of Norrath deck. They have one of a... Looks like a Shadow Knight on a Nightmare Horse. That one here called a Nyriac Brawler, which is a very strong-looking Dark Elf. Oh, they have one of Methaniel Marr. One of Mayong. Let's scroll back here. The artwork from the cover of the Ethereal Knots deck. One called Fighting the Infestation. Let me... enlarge that one and see what it is here. View larger image. Thank you. Oh, it looks like it's a bunch of dryads, I think. Yeah, it looks like a bunch of dryads. Okay, there is also one of the... Well, they're calling it Garugon? Garudon? But it's the... Shoot. What's the name of the skeletal dragon in Plane of Fear? You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah, but I can't remember his name.
The skeletal dragon. Yeah, the Dracolic. That's it. They have one of the Dracolic. So that's kind of cool. Let's see here. One of Vox.
That would be pretty.
One of a, what they're calling a Kaladim Miner. Looks like it's a dwarf on a rope. It is a dwarf on a rope.
What?
It's a dwarf on a rope being hung down a cliff. And he's got a hammer and chisel.
Ah!
So they have one of Nagafin and Vox. Not together, but separate posters. And let's go back to the beginning here. Antonia Bale... Antonius Bale. Looks like a corrupted treant. They have one here called the Blackburrow Noble. It's just a big knoll. And one called Syndris. And I believe you can get Syndris in-game, actually. It's the elven girl with a mask and a spear.
I like that one.
Yeah, I think we have that in the guild hall somewhere. But, you got a nice variety of posters. I thought you could... Now, didn't they say at the 2009 fanfare that you'd be able to order... Like, if you, took a screenshot in-game, you'd be able to order that for an...
They were talking about that.
Yeah, they're talking about the possibilities of getting in-game artwork from your screenshots or submitted artwork. You know, it's probably just a lot of work. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it still would be cool if they can pull it off. Still would be cool. But yeah, that's Epic. I'm sorry, that's printeq2.com for those new posters and mouse pads. Posters and mouse pads. All right, let's see here. I really don't have any notes, so let's see here. What was that?
Oh,
yeah.
Anyway. So you said they changed the, I don't know, did you already talk about how they changed the website for new people?
Yeah, they made it a little confusing here. I mean, it looks like they're really pushing the EQ2 Extended. And if you go to SOE.com, they've actually taken down the normal EverQuest 2 banner and replaced it with an EQ2 Extended banner. That's marketing for you. You know, they want to push the new stuff. But they are apparently fixing a few things because when they first made this change, the subscribe button actually went to the extended sign up, but now that's been fixed, so they're working on it apparently. I don't think they know about that one on the top menu that I just mentioned. Okay.
Oh, I was being asked where the dragon in the video came from.
Oh,
that's a dragon out in Pillar of Flames out on one of the islands, and he's so pretty.
Mm-hmm. Don't remember his name, do you?
No, I don't.
I can shoot over there real quick. I know where she is. Don't you hate it when you get stuck in combat mode? And I've already did a slash. That's it. Anastarissa. Got it there. It's Siamak.
Siamak.
Let me do that again.
Siamak.
There we go. Very pretty silver dragon. You had a ball just watching. By the way, for folks who have seen the video, I was playing noob as Jethel with a I had a gnome petrified eye,
and it was funny because I had to keep telling him, "Hun, you got to go mentor so we can get you killed."
Yeah, I don't want to get killed anymore. God damn orc. Anyway, so yeah, that was me being noob. And if you didn't know this, if your characters use the petrified eyes or illusions on a regular basis, if you didn't know it before, you can use the barbers. You know, you go over and you get a token from the barbers, you can change your appearance. Well, you can alter your illusion appearance as well. So you go and get a token from the barber. You use the eye to become whatever race you want, and then use the barber token and change your appearance. I did not know that.
Which is cool.
Yep, I was unaware of that until we did the video here.
So it's really cool.
I also like the fact that you don't have to log out to change your appearance anymore. Now it just brings up a window.
Which is cool.
I do have to wonder if people actually see the new appearance right away, or do you have to zone? I don't know.
It's instantaneous as far as I can see.
Okay. I wasn't sure. because you never know what someone else is seeing. As you noticed, you know, you had an episode there with the filming of the video where you thought someone was looking at someone else. And it's like, no, looks good to me.
Yeah, but from my camera angle, they are.
Mm-hmm.
Their heads would not quit.
Oh, I have to comment on Chromie. She said, I like that now that they're able to load and save the customization. Well, you could have before. I mean, they had to load and save customizations at beta. Because what they gave you before the beta came out was your character customization program. I don't think I have that anymore, but I do agree with Lyra. In the new character creation screen, they do have the Soga models as default. Although, all you need to do is click the button that says alternate appearance, and you can go to the non-Soga. But, yeah, I do agree, they need to do the non-Soga as default.
Yeah, I don't like that, always defaulting to Soga.
Yeah. Peanut down the wrong hole. All right. I could have been taken the wrong way.
Yeah.
Tonight I am munching on Planters Cocktail Peanuts. Wow, that really could be taken the wrong way. Cocktail Peanuts.
Jethro's Cocktail Peanuts. For a romantic evening.
Shit.
All right then. Okay, well, I think we're going to go ahead and take a music break.
Okay.
Go ahead and do that. Maybe by the time we come back, we can think of something else to talk about. before the music gets started, actually, we are going to be joined by the Drunken Dwarf and Cheez-It for a brand new episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. Coming up right before the music break, we'll be back in about 15 minutes.
Drunken Dwarf, right here on Online Gaming Radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
Down here in the mailbag, I am Cheez-It Nibblebuns, and I'm here to read your questions to the Drunken Dwarf. Are you ready, Dwarf?
Yeah, well, I'm blind, stinking drunk.
Then let's get to the first letter. Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
I have a brother whom I love very much, so I gave him a key to my house.
Oh, okay.
The problem is, he keeps showing up at the most inopportune times, like when my girlfriend and I are praising Illarissi Mar.
Oh.
I don't want to take the key away, and putting a sock on the door just ain't classy. What should I do? Signed, oh no, I'm caught! Of the Antonia Bale server!
Well, what we have here is a very, very sensitive problem!
And embarrassing!
I mean, you can't just have him walking in all the time!
No.
Have you tried putting a sock on the door now?
Right here, Reggie said he didn't want to do that.
Oh, yeah, he said he didn't want to do that. Bear trap!
What? A bear trap?
Yeah, bear trap!
What are you talking about?
You set the bear trap in front of your door, he tries to get in, it snaps shut! Pow! And then he has to go off and get healed at the temple. And then, you know he tried to get in, and you know he's going to be back very soon. That means you can go ahead, finish up real quick with your praising of the Lizzy Bar. And then, by the time he gets back, you're all dressed and all ready to go out on the town with him and get some ale.
Oh, boy.
Speaking of ale, Cheez-It,
yes,
bring me ale.
Here you go.
Thank you very much. Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf,
yes.
What do you think of these newfangled brew keg backpacks?
Mm.
As
the barbarian girl.
Oh.
I've been told I bounce quite a bit when I run. But is it really good for the ale to be bounced around before drinking?
Bouncing.
And what if I go adventuring
barbarian.
In sinking sands
girl.
Or a lava storm?
Oh.
I was always taught that ale liked the same cold temperatures
ale.
As I do. And those places make me kinda hot. Signed, the hot, bouncy barbarian babe of the Antonia Bale server.
Or hot barbarian bouncing women.
Dwarf, are you okay?
I forgot the question.
Oh, Dwarf.
Dwarf,
wake up.
That's all the time we have for Ask a Drunken Dwarf.
What?
Right here on the Jethel Silverwing Show.
No.
Online gaming radio. I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheez-It Nibblebuns. Reminding you that you can ask your questions to the Drunken Dwarf by emailing drunkendwarf at kithacore.org.
That's right! You can find us on twitter.com/kithacore.
You can always find us on Facebook. Look up Jethel Silverwing Show on Facebook.
Okay, that's enough of that. Back to the Jethel Silverwing Show on Gaming Radio.
Stay tuned for more of the Jethel Silverwing Show right after this break.
Okay. So, are we having any luck getting your friends joining us up here?
Slowly.
All right.
I got one stuck zoning from Antonica to here.
Cool.
And the other ones that's still in Antonica, they're wireless right now, so it's a little bit of a, you know. But we're getting there.
We're getting there.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at all the tells going on in the level channels, and it's like, need DPS. Can we DPS still?
Yes, we are.
Okay, just checking. I always wonder.
We are the TPS.
That's kind of like that guy on Little Britain. I am the DPS. Those of you who haven't seen Little Britain, it's out on Netflix. That's some funny crap, seriously. It's offensive as all hell, but it's funny. Because I am the only gay in the village. We come to find out, like, you know, half the village is gay. He just refuses to accept it. Actually, what the entire point of that entire skit is the fact that he's just looking for attention.
Well, of course.
He's looking for attention. He has an almost victim mentality, except he wants to be the victim. Well, you should go out and do that, then. I can't, for I am gay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Just for the record, for these guys, it's 46 megs to download the Guild Hall.
Really?
Now, the reason I'm asking, and we're even being told in our guild channel that, yes, Ranger's a very good DPS... is that group that you let me go with instead of in your place for the Dragon's Blood?
Mm.
The assassin was deferring to me for on DPS, and I'm going no, no. Last time I checked, Liliandria was little assassin that. Aaron had get out DPS my ass every time. You know, I'd struggle to get 4,000 something, and she would be putting out like 6. You know, she'd always outdo me by 2, you know, 1,000 at least. So I couldn't figure out what the heck she was talking about. There's no way, you know, I could out DPS an assassin.
Right.
Maybe things have changed, but of course, like I said, my gear is all crap. Mm-hmm. My spells are crap.
You know, I'm finding an issue with decorating. I know last week I said I wasn't going to get the Sky Skiff, but I didn't realize that it was rent-free.
Oh, yeah.
So I went ahead and got it. I went ahead and turned in my Sky Skiff, and I'm currently decorating Jethel's Sky Skiff off South Kinos. Actually, I think you can actually access the Sky Skiffs from either Kinos or Freeport. I don't think the Sky Skiffs are... well, wait a minute. How does the magic houses work? Oh, well, no, wait. You had two different style of houses for that.
Right. What about them?
Okay, Fremmer is saying you can't. Okay. So, right. I'm in the Sky Skiff off of South Kinos. And the problem I'm having here is... well, okay, I'll go ahead and just start inviting people up. Just come on up. Jethel's Sky Skiff, South Kinos, Antonia Bell server, and come see what I'm doing. You see, I still stand by the fact that I don't like the Sky Skiff. But, you do have unlimited space to build. So I'm building 100 feet above the Sky Skiff.
You're still limited as far as the objects, but you mean space in order to build in.
Right, right. You have a whole landscape to work with the exception of the back of the skiff.
Yeah, so?
The problem I'm having is, where I'm not actually over land, I'm having problems placing some things.
Well, that's because they never expected you to really do that. The idea of the skiff was to build on the skiff and possibly around it like a dock.
Right. Now, the problem I'm having is...
to build on top of it.
The problem I'm having is, I just tried to hang a chandelier. I can't. The items are getting stuck. So it's almost like I'm running into a void.
Possibly. You're quite ways up above the ship.
Mm-hmm. But like Thoraxis just said there, yeah, I will be using the layout editor to put those... chandeliers in.
See, I just don't know why you didn't build off to the side of the ship.
Because then you'd be able to see the skiff.
What's wrong with seeing the skiff?
I don't like the skiff.
That's your transportation. You have a house that it docks next to. See?
Nope. Sorry. I don't like the skiff.
Then why use it? Why friggin' use it then? Because it was free? Because
it's free, and...
Oh, then quit bitching!
And 100 feet above the skiff, I can put any layout I want.
Well, no, you're not, because you're bitching because you can't place stuff up there.
I can, you just have to use the editor.
Oh...
So, bite my ass.
Sure, bring it down here. Is he bitching, guys, or am I wrong here?
Yeah, I think you're taking it a little too personally or something. I mean, God, all I'm saying is I don't like the skiff, and you're just going off of, I don't like it, I'm sorry. So you can all just bite my ass.
Sure. Yeah, see, I got one, he's bitching, what's up with the ale, that doesn't count. No, that's a different channel.
But yay, I've got my theater almost done. Of course, that's where I always start my... my decorating. The theater is almost done. Looking good. Of course, using my own landscape, I was able to make it as large as I wanted to. But, only real issue with, you know, using whatever, you know, whatever size I want, I also have to be mindful of the, you can't hear forever. You know what I mean? You're limited on your on distance for text. So you can't make this gigantic amphitheater and expect people in the back row to hear you, unless you're shouting.
We need speakers. The gnomes need to tinker up some sort of...
amplifier system.
Amplifier system, yes.
The gnomish tube amplifier system. Of course, it would be the size of a house. Sure thing, I'll get right on that. So if anyone wants to come up, come on up.
Can the same skiff be accessed from either side?
Well, that's what I just asked, and Fremmer said no.
No? No? You mean they're not attached?
Not.
Well, then I'll have to...
Maybe I'm misunderstanding your question.
if I give one to Crema, okay,
yeah,
can I access her skiff from the Kinos skiff access point?
Now, I believe Fremer said no. But
I don't understand why they all go to the same skiff. There's no...
Well, it's still... They still have to separate things by faction. But let's... We can test that out. We can test
Because on my magical house, I had a choice. I could get the one in Freeport
or
the one in Kinos.
Yes,
that's... And from what I understand, I can't... Now I can't switch, of course, but I do have the option of going and living in Hallis for a while if I wanted to, but I can always go back to the original magical house that I bought in Freeport.
Right, but you have... But your free house is dependent on faction. If you get the free house in Freeport, it's a Freeport-based house. If you get the one in Kinos, it's a Kinos-based house. Same with the skiff. I'm being told by several people here that, no, if you choose the one in Freeport, you cannot access it from Kinos.
Even though it's the same skiff.
It's simply a game mechanic.
Oy. Yuck. Well, I guess they should have made an evil skiff then.
With what, like horns on it or something?
Yeah.
So I wonder where I would end up if I jumped today. Last time I jumped, I ended up in Butcher Block. Let's find out. Jumping! Wow, I made this gate pretty good. I can't jump over it. Let's go down to the skiff then. But yeah, if you're coming to Jethel's Sky Skiff, just go to the skiff, hit the pad, and go to the theater. Jumping! And I gotta say though, I am not putting a roof on the house. Because I'm telling you, when Luckland's overhead, it's a perfect view of it. Not obstructed by clouds or anything. And I haven't seen any rain yet on this thing. So I don't think the weather actually works on the skiff. Of course, if it does, I'll definitely put a roof on. Okay, well, I jumped and I'm ending up at the moors. Yep.
So that's where your skiff is flying over today.
Apparently. Yeah, I ended up at the wizard portal at the moors, at the dock.
Well, that's not too bad.
You do not die if you go over the end. You're just transported to a different zone.
So is it all random? I mean, or is it like each day a different place?
That's a good question. I will head back home and find out. I'll make the jump again. For science! Why do I always have that going through my head? Every time I do for something, you know, I always think Sam the Eagle in the Muppets Christmas Carol. Business. Today you will be schooled in business.
Yeah.
It's the American way.
No, Sam.
Oh, sorry. The British way.
I got a stupid question.
I'd have a stupid answer.
When you invite somebody to the guild, do they automatically get granted the... No, he got it that time.
What?
Thought they still had to touch the ball thing in order to port. I saw him do it, so he got it.
Yeah, you're supposed to touch the thing.
Okay. The thingy. I made him touch the thingy.
Touch the thingy. Go on. Touch it. Yeah, that's it. You like touching it, don't you?
With the black ball on it. What do you call that thing?
That is the beacon.
Beacon. Okay.
All right. Now let's jump again and see if I end up back in the moors. you know, being up here on the skiff and, you know, bringing the platforms up, I'm going to Enchanted Lands now, so I guess it's random every time you jump. But bringing the platforms up to lay my foundation, I have to wonder how big is the zone. I have to wonder how big that freaking thing is. How far away is Lucklin? I mean, there's no way it's thousands and thousands of miles. But I just have to wonder how big that model of that animated model of Lucklin we see in the sky. I wonder how big it really is.
No idea.
That might be a question for a dev or programmer. I will make an inquiry and find out. Where the hell am I? Oh, I see where I am. Okay. Been so long since I've been in the. I've been in the Enchanted Lands, I completely forgot where the Wizard Spire was. Like, where the hell? I don't remember a waterfall. So what else do we have to talk about tonight? Stuff? Anything else we need to bring up?
I can't honestly think of anything. I do know that the latest podcast is up, Sony
yep.
SOE podcast.
Yeah, I saw that.
And they mentioned the new video in it.
Excellent. That's probably why we had 500 viewers just today.
Which is good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now I'm explaining that once he gets everything loaded, he can explore the castle here.
Well, there's...
Even though it's empty. we never chose to decorate
the castle's
haunted. Part.
It's haunted.
It's haunted, yeah.
The castle is cursed. See, what I figure is, the Legion of Kithagor, you know, just took over a section of forest. There just happens to be a castle in there. Well, why isn't the castle occupied?
It's cursed and haunted.
Figures. Ha 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 ha!
Now, Lissason has given us an idea for a new type of game. It's almost like Where in the World is Cheese and Nibblebuns.
Okay.
But, instead of just letting people blurt out zones and stuff like that, have them answer a series of riddles.
That might work.
That might work. She sent me a draft, and we'll work on it. We'll do it next week. We'll do that game next week, and we'll, you know, I have to read through it and work it out and stuff, and we'll give away a prize for first person to complete the riddle and find out where in the world. I suppose it could still be Cheez-It, but you know, but with this, there's no reason for him to actually be anywhere. We'll just choose a place. And we have to make up riddles for people to guess where he is. I really wish there was a way we could do this just choosing, like, three people. You know what I mean? Just like a regular game show. You know what I mean?
We could.
It's a possibility.
You like game show.
They'll have buzzers. They'll be like,
they can always, you know, send me a tell and I can write down names and just do a, you know, assign a number, do a random, and the three people we pick get to play the game.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Liz Hasten was saying that for her idea for the game was they'd actually have to come and find me. So it would have to be somewhere where a newbie would be able to come in. You know, otherwise it'd just be limited to Antonia Vale. And that's not fair. Or like she's suggesting now, maybe we can pick a different server every week or something. We shall see. We'll work out the details. We'll try it next week. Wait, we can still call it "Where in Norath is Cheese and Nibble Buns."
That would work.
I wouldn't even have to change the theme music.
And then I also saw the blog posts by the Sony Fanfare blogger people. The one from EverQuest 2 from the Gux server, I believe. She had like three different sections to hers. That's the one that interviewed you.
Oh, yeah. It was behind the big bus.
I didn't know you got interviewed.
Yeah, she saw my t-shirt. She had no idea who I was, I don't think. But she saw the t-shirt and thought it was neat. the Jethel shirt.
Yeah, everybody thinks that's cool.
Maybe I'd autograph that t-shirt and give it away as a prize. I don't know, maybe.
It's not really a t-shirt anymore as it is this
tabard. It's a tabard.
Well, you call it a tabard, I call it something weird. I couldn't believe you did that.
So this guy in front of you is someone you work with?
Yeah, are you here in the guild hall?
Mm, right next to you. Okay, see, and I'm typing and I'm going quiet. This is why I don't...
I know,
that's why I don't interact
with you. I'm introducing the two of them in our guild hall right now. So... this will be interesting. I'm going to work on them to, you know, Ian is really tired of WoW and the crap that goes on over there. So I think he would enjoy, you know, being in EverQuest.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel, on the other hand, is very much like Eric.
So he may long for the dancing like MC Hammer.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. You know, it's... I told him, I said, just got to, you know... that shoe. I don't know what they mean, did that shoe. Daniel just has to get used to it. You know how much of a problem we had trying to get Eric to play.
Yeah, he played for a little while and said forget it.
So I'm hoping this will work out for him. And
well, you know, like I said...
Getting him over here, at least there's people in our guild that will answer the questions and not ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
There's also people on the channel that will help.
You know, I've actually never been in one of the level channels. I don't like, there's just too much crap going on.
Well, I have level 80 through 89 and 90 going. You know, I do that so I can look for groups.
Mm-hmm. Well, you are also in RPRFG, I hope.
RP, huh?
What the hell? Scroll up. Nothing going on there. RPRFG. RPLFG, sorry.
No, I'll have to. But I'm going to have to go through my channels and tweak some and get rid of some. I've got like...
yeah, definitely
14
check out.
Or something of them, and a lot of them I just... yeah, I'll get those later, and I'm going to swap some stuff around. And
RP looking for group. You know, it's role players looking for groups.
Low Kick said it dropped him off at Vishen's Peak in Skyfire.
Nice. So, yeah, jumping off the sky skiffs, not entirely safe. Not entirely safe. I'm in 10 channels right now. And honestly, I gotta start weeding some of these out. I'm mostly in them, to be perfectly honest, I'm mostly in them to announce when the show starts.
If you jump off the ship at random... randomly drops you somewhere in-game.
And
trying to quite explain that we got sky skiffs.
Yeah, and quite possibly not where you want to be.
Another thing to show you at another time. Yeah, they're one step at a time. Right now, I'm just trying to get them both into the guild and get them hooked up to the guild, get them some packs, show them around the guild and stuff, and
tweak
and
them then around,
and get them back to the Feydark to where they were at. And
welcome to the Feydark. And just do like what was done to me.
Oh, you were taken and dropped off in a total different zone and patted on your butt and said, "There you go.
There you go. Have fun, kid." Where am I?
They took you from the Feydark, dropped you off in a bunch of halflings, and ran.
Mm-hmm. Well, I should say, they in EverQuest 1, anyway, they took me from the Feydark, dropped me off in Misty Thicket, bound me in Rivervale, gave me a set of banded armor, not even a bow, just banded armor, and I think a bronze longsword or something like that, and said, "Go at it." I gotta say, though, that was fun starting at level 1. I can close my eyes and still see me in the goblin camps of Misty Thicket. And I played Jethel. You know, he was, Misty Thicket, I think that's up to level 13. I played Jethel like a teenager. And then as I progressed, he became, adolescent and young man and stuff like that. But I remember back in the day, I was acting like a teenager. Jethel was very immature back then. God, I used to have a hotkey set up with taunts and stuff like that for after the mob died. God, I think I had one that was based on Will Smith's one of Will Smith's rants from Independence Day. Like, "Yeah, look at you now, all banged up. Who's the man?"
I remember mine. And it was terrifying because I didn't know how to find my damn body.
Ooh.
I started in the Feydark, so of course I fell off the thing a few times, and I didn't know how to find my body. I was lost underneath. It was dark, so I refused to leave the city because I couldn't see. Then if somebody told me about the gain or gamma, I was like, duh.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. I forgot how many bodies I started out with. A ton. And you only had 30 minutes to find your body back then.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
When you were really little, you only had 30 minutes. So I had lost 10, And then finally somebody got me a torch and taught me how to find my body.
Well, God, I mean, you remember the tales that Delmon was telling us.
Oh, my God.
He had no idea you can get the stuff from your corpse. Every time he died, he started again.
I didn't know either. I thought I just lost all my gear and I'm starting over.
Nice.
I'm telling Trista that our friend here is coming from WoW and will have lots of questions. Yeah, and this is another person they can add to their friends list. So hopefully you'll have a good experience here. I'm really hoping.
Yes. Okay, well, it's about quarter of. I don't have anything else to talk about. How about you?
No. Except I'm still not smoking.
Yep, you're doing good. Now the thing is, you have to get off of that thing.
Oh, give me a break.
Well, you're not quitting smoking if you're still getting the nicotine. I mean, yes, you're getting rid of the tar and you know, 99% of the chemicals, but you're still on the nicotine.
So what's wrong with the nicotine?
Well, you still need to get off of it.
Why?
Because?
Why? It's not doing me any harm. Go look it up.
All right.
Go look it up.
Fine, fine, fine.
Fine, fine, fine.
Whatever. Whatever. It's fine.
And I'm not doing anybody any harm, so leave me alone. Not doing anybody any harm. Not even myself. I have nicotine, but that's it. Big difference. So there. So what are we going to do this week in game?
Well, I'm working on my house. Got to get that
and going. Grumbling and complaining and...
Yay! No, it's just going to take a little bit. Just going to take a little bit.
I wonder how long you... Does this mean I can get a Hallis house now?
Go ahead.
Moved out of Hallis.
I wasn't preventing you from going to Hollis.
Every time I brought it up, you'd go, well, hon, they're going to be giving you the skiff stuff, and then you got your free house, and it's like...
Well, I just don't understand...
The tourists!
I just don't understand why you would give up a free house and go to one that they have to pay for if you got a free one.
But why have you moved all over the place? You've moved from Kinos to Gorwin.
Because I need a change. I mean, hell...
Bingo!
When I lived in New Hampshire, you know, you saw the huge room I had when I was living with Ann.
Yeah.
I changed that thing around. I had three different layouts for that thing worked out, and I would change it every month. When I had my own apartment living alone, I used to tear that place apart almost every week. I just need a change.
So, don't you think maybe I need a change in housing, too?
No.
Why? Especially since I'm not losing it.
Now, if you want to move the house, move the house.
Well, that's maybe why I want to do.
Well, fine.
I just want something different. But then again, I know I've got all the books to contend with.
Oh, God, yeah. Shall we mention the books again? It makes Ann and I groan. Books. Books. How many books do you have? 300-something?
I think 350 at last count. I haven't. That's another thing I need to do. I need to get a list of my house and then go to the Book Goddess's website and run our little program and see what I need and how many I got and stuff.
Look at Ann and I calling me a jerk in the channel. You know, just for that, I think the first song we're going to do when the show ends is the duet that I put together with Anadai and me singing Who'll Stop the Rain.
Now, Low Kick's telling me he's got more books than me.
Oh? That sounds like a challenge.
And it was Anadai that was calling you a jerk.
That's what I said. I said Zan.
Oh.
Let's see here. We'll stop the rains. Anadai and Jethel. There we go. And we'll put that the first song being played after the show. There we go. So stick around after the Jethel Silverwing show and listen to Anadai sing. What are you gonna do? Wait a minute. That's right. Lucan's back, isn't he?
Yeah, that's what I remember reading.
I understand there are actually orcs in West Freeport cleaning up the joint.
I'll have to go over and check that out.
Yeah, just make sure you go and viz. They put the 95 level guards back up.
They were still there.
But I mean, they're at the doors. They're at the gates now. I found that out the hard way.
I always enter in viz if I come through the front gates.
When the Thexians were there, the Thexian guards were only level 45. So I was able to go on in willy-nilly, no problem. I completely forgot that they changed the guards back, and I go into North Freeport. God, where was I going? I think I was going to the Soulfire or something like that, and boom, got my ass handed to me.
Yeah, you gotta be careful when you sneak around Freeport sometimes.
Okay. Oh, I have to mention this.
What?
I am going... Oh, actually, you know what? I better check with her first. Is it okay if I mention your house? I was shown a house in Kellethan yesterday that just totally kicked ass. I'm going to make sure that it's okay that I tell people about it. Okay, there we go. I'm going to put a name in the channel here. Go to Kellethan, the larger house up on the top ramp.
In what server?
On the Antonia Bale server.
Okay.
There we go. It's Alusha. On the Antonia Bale server, Kellethan, and her house is phenomenal. Her house is great. As far as Kellethan's houses go, it's just great. I mean, she broke outside of the house and built I think it's a 4 or 5 level tree house.
Oh, cool.
Outside of the acorn. It's great!
Now, what size acorn
That's the 5 room.
Really?
Yep, and she broke up every room, so it's, a different style and stuff like that, and then she broke up, and then she broke outside.
I think breaking outside is the most fun part.
Oh, yeah. And in Kellethan, you can do it, and you have the entirety of Greater Phaedark viewing, but you pass right through it if you fall.
Yeah, well... Yeah, just a platform out in the trees. That would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, she built a tree house outside the acorn. It just looks fantastic. So I had to mention that. Now make sure to follow the stairs. And I think there are like 4 or 5 levels to it. I told her she needs to submit it to the Narathian Home Show. It's great.
By all means, they should. And even, anybody that you got a house that you've decorated at all, you should, enter it in. Let them know about it. Have them take a look.
It's not a contest.
No.
It's just a showcase.
That's all. And if you're proud of what you've done, show it off, for God's sakes.
When I'm done up here, I'm certainly going to be showcasing it. You know what I'm going to do is I'm going to put cream into work.
Oh, really?
You're going to hate this. Trees. Because I'm going to take this large section over here to the north, tear down the walls, and I'm going to get some of the grassy squares and the grassy knolls and stuff like that, and it's going to be my courtyard.
How many trees this time?
Billions. I don't know. I'll let you know.
What happened to all the other trees I made? You used them. I think Crema has crafted up a forest and a half for you.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Domino. Domino's saying hi to everyone here.
Hello, Domino. Yeah, I want a Hallis house for a while.
Yes, as Domino says there, the more people know how much we love decorating, it justifies adding more cool house stuff.
So, take some screenshots, send them in, show off what you've done.
Mm-hmm.
Even a very nicely decorated house. Maybe, you didn't do anything fancy like build fish tanks and stuff. But, a nicely set up house is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, take, if you're stumped for ideas, look at the home show. That's what it's there for. Go, hey, look what this guy did. I mean, I went in and saw a pipe organ.
I know, isn't that neat?
That someone made, and I expanded on it. You know, they had, you know, a standard, you know, small church type pipe organ made. And when I had my Gorwin house, I turned it into a grand pipe organ, an entire wall of pipes and stuff like that. And yeah, I have posted the Legion of Kithacor forest, I call it. It's not a guild hall, it's a forest. In the Narathion home show. So it is listed there. I also have that available at kithacor.org/gallery. I have a lot of pictures of the guild hall there. For those who don't want to take the time to come over and take a look. And you know what? Now that I'm doing that voice, let's talk about Terry Fader, ventriloquist.
Oh.
God, was he funny?
And that movie we watched the other night.
Yes. Yeah, we got time to talk about this.
Okay.
If you have Netflix, or if you're planning a trip to Vegas, God, I wish we knew about this guy before we went to the fanfare. We would have gotten tickets to see him.
Urson and Kitty said they walked by their theater, which is over at the Mirage.
Yes, at the Mirage. It's called Terry Fader. He is a ventriloquist. He is phenomenal. If you like Jeff Dunham, and Terry Fader's going to spank Jeff Dunham's ass. He's phenomenal. He really is. And the best thing is he sings.
Mm-hmm.
All of his characters sing. And to be able to sing that way and not move your lips, wow.
He's the winner of America's Got Talent. Yeah, and his voice range... Ventriloquism?
Yeah, that's close enough.
Yeah.
Ventriloquism.
Is just like mind-blowing because his singing range is like all over the scale.
He's
like, oh my God, how in the hell is he doing that?
I mean, he's doing Michael Jackson songs and... You know, he can go higher than I can, but I don't think he can go any lower than I can. But he definitely has a couple octave range there. Of course, the best part of the special that you can get it on Netflix, the Terry Fader special. The best part is he's dressed up like Michael Jackson. He's talking like Michael Jackson, and he has his cowboy country singer puppet going, and he's doing both voices back and forth, and then he fucks it up. He has the cowboy talking Michael Jackson's voice, and it was not intentional.
Yeah.
He's cracking up. He's hiding behind the puppet. He's cracking up, and he just has the cowboy go, what the hell was that?
Oh, and I gotta make a comment to Liston in the channel.
Lissason
about Chris Angel. You don't want to go. Last year, I got excellent tickets. I was up front. I even had Helrig escort me over and everything. And it, you know, I couldn't have wanted better tickets. Up front, center, you know. I was all excited. I looked forward to this. I was excited about seeing the show. And it was the highlight of my trip over there with a bunch of other things, okay, for last fanfare. It was one of the things. We sat there for 45 minutes before they finally said, we're sorry, but we're canceling the show due to technical difficulties. And he didn't even have the balls to come out. He didn't even Twitter about it afterwards. It was like,
yeah,
oops.
I mean, if he would have come out and said, folks, I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties, you know, did it himself, it may have been acceptable.
Yeah, especially after 45 friggin' minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, no thanks.
So,
not again.
To hell with Chris Angel, okay? Yeah, I like that comment from True Flight. He's so good he disappeared from his own show.
That's it.
Nice. We did just have a couple of dings, so
okay.
We need to announce that. Fremar is now a level 49 Inquisitor, and I'm going to screw up this name. Rura, something like that, Rura. Is now a 51 Troubadour, so congratulations. And there's your ding. Okay, and let's talk about that I mean, the title of today's show was Hypnotically Weird.
And we didn't even touch on it.
We didn't even talk about it. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that now. Over this weekend, we had myself, Elquin, Urson, Santania, and our friend Talaru, who we all live in the area. We had them all over, and we're skimming through Netflix, and we come across this movie called Meet the Hollowheads.
And we checked the stars, and it had what? 3 or 4?
It had 3.5 stars, so I'm like, well, it looks weird, but let's give it a shot.
You know, 3.5 stars, we can't get too bad. I mean, we can always just stop it and go to something else.
I mean, we passed over a lot.
Oh, my God, but...
This thing is just weird! If you have the opportunity, you know, if you're able to download Netflix, I mean, I wouldn't pay for this movie, but hey, if you can rent it on your Netflix account or something like that, where you're not actually, where you don't feel like you're actually paying for it. This movie, it was so weird, we couldn't take our eyes off of it.
No, we couldn't. It had something to do with tubes and it's just...
It was like everyone was living underground and they had, like in a sewer system, basically.
Yeah, well, they were talked about the edge, so God knows where they were at, but they had some sort of edge around where they lived.
And they never explained it either. They never explained where they were.
All their food came in tubes, and
but it was,
everything they did was with tubes, and everybody worked at the plumbing factory or whatever that pumped all the stuff through the entire place.
Right, so it was like they were living in a sewer, almost. But this thing was just fucking weird. Just when you think it can't get any worse, oh my God, what are they doing now? Ladies and gentlemen, I have seen Eraserhead. Eraserhead made more sense than Meet the Hollowheads. It was just weird. Weird. But I definitely recommend seeing it. It is worth the viewing.
Yeah. We even gave it 5 stars just to screw up everybody else.
Yeah, really. People got to see this. 5-star it. 5-star it. So go see Meet the Hollowheads. Oh, my God. What else did we... What movie did we go see? We saw... Vampires Suck. Which, of course, is a parody of the Twilight series. It was okay. It was all right.
I think I would have watched the other one.
What was her other choice?
I wanted to see Scott Whatsoever's thing.
Oh, Scott Pullman versus the World. I think that probably would have been a better choice.
I think that would have been better.
Yeah. But if you're familiar with the Scary Movie franchise and the stuff like Not Another Teen Movie, and, you know, it's that kind of thing. It's a parody on a popular movie. And I think they did it was all right. It was okay. I would say as a renter. I would say, Vampire Sucks, definitely a renter. It's funny. But I wouldn't pay full price to see it again.
No. It was... it had its moments, but it was like... Oh.
Well, you just didn't like it because you like Twilight.
No.
You're one of those Twilight cougars.
I did like the ending on it. That was good. And what's wrong with watching guys with chests?
You like looking at teenage boys all hairless and muscled and... Oh, sure, and if a guy's looking at a teenage girl, we're a fucking, you know, we're an asshole, we're a pervert, whatever, but you women go off and looking at muscled teenage boys, and you're labeled a cougar, and it's perfectly all right. I see how it is. I see how it is.
It's not a crime. Besides, those guys aren't teenagers anyway.
Look, don't touch.
What's wrong with that?
All right. And this weekend, let's see. Oh, the extended version of Avatar is coming out this weekend with the
love scenes.
That's supposed to be the half of love scenes.
Love scenes.
Well, I may put some reverb on that.
The love scenes.
No, 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 no. See, Avatar is coming out. Oh, The Last Exorcism is coming out this weekend.
Oh, I like what they did with Chat Roulette with that. Sort of a viral.
For those of you who may not know what Chat Roulette is, it's a completely random voice and video chat system. You just hit a button that says connect, and you're randomly selected with another person. And you know you have to have a video a webcam to do it, or there's also a plugin that'll allow you to put in your own movie or image. But you're supposed to use a webcam. But you go on that, and the guys who made the new movie, The Last Exorcist, or The Last Exorcism, had fun. So people randomly pop up, they see an attractive girl, and they're typing back and forth. All of a sudden, it looks like the girl is going to take her top off. And the poor guy, I mean, you can see, you know, your video and their video. The poor guy is looking like, oh yeah, she's going to take her top off. Oh my God. And then, all of a sudden, she pulls her hair back. Her eyes roll back into her head. Blood starts trickling down her cheeks. And she turns to this demon type of thing and lunges at the camera. Scares the shit out of the guy. That's funny. That's just freaking funny. For those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I believe you can go to my Facebook page, and it should be pretty close to the top of my list, I think. So, let me take a look here. Facebook.com/Jethel. Should still be on there. Yeah, it's about halfway down the page. Says The Last Exorcism, the best of the Chat Roulette reactions. That's some funny
stuff. That was funny. I thought that was extremely funny.
That was funny. And right above that is Terry Fader. So
we need to come up with one.
With a Chat Roulette?
Yeah. So because you could set it up and just have it, you know, play something like that. Pre-recorded.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think of something. I don't know what.
Well, I'm cheesing on there. Hello, I'm a Rotunga. Show me your tits.
Or the cheese gets it?
Yeah. Okay. I think that's it for the night.
All right.
So, yeah. All right. So this weekend, we're definitely going to go see The Last Exorcism. We're definitely going to go see that.
Thought you said the next movie we were going to see was Scott What's-His-Face.
We can see that, too.
Oh, double feature, huh?
See, movies.yahoo.com. This is how I choose what movies I go to see. I don't trust regular movie critics. I check out the Yahoos. Movies.yahoo.com will allow the general, you know, the regular Joe, the regular guy, to write his own review and give it star ratings on different categories, you know, story, direction, film, you know, whatever. And I go by that more than I go with the paid critics. Because the paid critics, for the most part, don't know what the hell they're talking about.
No, that's why they're paid.
That's why they're paid. Yeah, they're paid by people to make them look good. See, opening this week, The Last Exorcism, yeah, we're definitely seeing that. The extended Avatar, I don't know, do you want to see that?
I don't know.
I don't know, maybe we'll wait for it to come out on video and we'll get it that way. The extended version, that is. Ooh, there is a movie out this week called Enter the Void.
No!
Void.
I don't think I ever want to see anything that has void.
What the hell is this about? The story of a young man, Oscar, who, after the brutal death of his parents, makes a promise to his sister never to leave her no matter what, but is killed at the hands of corrupt police.
Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, apparently it's foreign. Where's it from, though? I don't see it.
Definitely no.
No, we're definitely not going to see that. Well, at least not pay for it. Might download it on Netflix or something to check it out. No one gets me. Is you always looked at the critics' ratings and stuff like that. It's an A+. Really? Hasn't come out yet.
How do they know?
So what the fuck? Okay. I think it's time to stop the show. Hold, stop everything. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show.
It has.
Anyone you want to say goodnight to there, Elgin?
Everybody in the Legion of Kithacor and all you people in the OGR channel.
Woo!
That's every single one of you and all our podcast listeners. How's that? I included everybody this time.
You rock.
Okay.
We love you guys. All right, folks. That's it for the show this week. We'll be back next Tuesday with more music, mayhem, and much, much more. Good night, everyone.
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elgin Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese It Nibblebun.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jethel Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the U.K. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.